On Halloween night this year, the Milwaukee Art Museum lit its famous wings orange. Under those wings, more than a dozen musicians shared pieces from around the world, inspired by All Souls' Eve and Dia de los Muertos. WUWM reporter Catherine Kokel has this audio postcard from the concert.
When you think of Dia de los Muertos, contemplative traditional guitar pieces may come to mind. It's the traditional Mexican celebration that honors the dead in the final week of October and into early November. The celebration is meant to thin the veil between those who are living and those who have died. When thinking about that celebration, composer Miguel de Aguila took a funkier approach. Aguila is from Uruguay. His piece is cheekily named Conga Line in Hell. It imagines the festive dance performed by an endless line of ghosts among the eternal flames. Not exactly a solemn reflection. His piece shared the stage with four others on Halloween in Present Music's All Souls' Eve concert in the lobby of the Milwaukee Art Museum. More than 200 people came together to celebrate the music, which represented the work of Mexican, Uruguayan, American, Irish, and Vietnamese composers. The concert was also the world premiere of a composition called Music of the Wild. It swirls together melodies and electric guitar riffs inspired by Baroque composer Henry Purcell's work. The piece's composer, Viet Quang, says he hopes to soften the cares of the world and suspend time for the listener, just as Purcell did. As the night wore on, the moon rose in the sky and a chilly wind crept up outside the art museum's famed white entry space. But for a period on Halloween night, time was indeed suspended. Catherine Kokel, 89.7 WUWM. Milwaukee's NPR.